AP News. I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain and the world are mourning after Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest-reigning monarch, died today at the age of 96. Our Karen Shamas is in London.
Buckingham Palace has just announced that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has died.
Sky News presenter Dermot Murnaghan relays the sad news to the British public. Members of her family rushed to her side after her health took a turn for the worse. Her 73-year-old son, Prince Charles, automatically becomes king. In a statement, he called the death of his mother a moment of the greatest sadness for me and all members of my family. British Prime Minister Liz Truss also reacted to the sad news outside of Downing Street.
We are all devastated by the news that we have just heard from Balmoral. The death of Her Majesty the Queen is a huge shock to the nation and to the world.
She also acknowledged that in a time of sadness, a new era has been born.
And with the passing of the second Elizabethan age, we usher in a new era in the magnificent history of our great country, exactly as Her Majesty would have wished, by saying the words, God save the King.
Karen Chamas, London.
In other news today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, while Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had this to say at Ramstein Air Base in Germany.
Ukraine is being well supplied with all of the systems needed to defend themselves. We are seeing real and measurable gains from Ukraine in the use of these systems.
The war has been pushing global energy prices higher. British Prime Minister Liz Truss says her government will cap prices there, a two-year guarantee she says will keep average household heating and electricity bills to no more than £2,500 a year. And the European Central Bank has made its largest ever interest rate hike, 0.75%. This is AP News. Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Trump, has pleaded not guilty in New York to charges that include money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud. Ed Donahue has more.
As he left court, Bannon said it's all nonsense. He's accused of duping donors who gave money to build a wall on the southern border. David Schoen is his attorney.
The theory of prosecution appears to now focus on Mr. Bannon without any new facts in the case. Mr. Bannon is intending to fight these charges all the way through.
The state of New York is taking up this case after a federal case was dropped when Bannon was pardoned last year by then-President Donald Trump.
It's not coincidental that Mr. Bannon is now being targeted, again, shortly before the midterm elections, consistent with the time he was indicted relative to the 2020 election.
The Manhattan DA says the simple truth is it's a crime to profit off the backs of donors by making false pretenses. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.